Might would have been done, but a ditch could be very small. You can have a pretty good sized ditch too.
What if you had a heavy rain and the water cut out a little?
You mean erosion, like a gully?
How big would a gully be?
Well, you can have some pretty good sized gullies.
What would you call it if it's real big and it's got maybe a little stream at the bottom?
Something that's been made for a long, long time. You mean like out in West Texas? You won't get those down here. You won't get any canyons. We're too flat, but you'll have a canyon out there. Spanish word for it, arroyo.
And what different names of the different kinds of soil that you get around here?
Well, we get we have clay, we have sand, we have what's called black gumbo out here.
What's that like?
Oh, it's just a heavy black soil that when it's dry, it's very, very hard and cracks open, and when it's wet, swells up a lot.
Is it good is it fertile? Or?
It's good for things that like heavy black gumbo. It's not good for things like root crops. No, I don't think it's terribly fertile.
Is it good for cotton? Or?
No, I think the cotton's a little bit better, a little bit farther north where there's more sand.
Do you ever hear of a kind of soil called loam or loam?
Well, loam, yes, is any good soil. Loam is really what I would call the same thing as topsoil.
And a small rise in land would be a...
hill.
Okay. Any other names?
Not around here.
To open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Do you ever use the word knob in reference to land?
No.
And something...
We really don't have... I'll tell you, the reason for that is I know that there are knobs and what have you elsewhere, but you realize how flat this is. And I'm talking to you really about my local experience. For instance, when I say arroyo, I'm really talking more in terms of West Texas and canyons because we don't have any canyons here. This is too flat.
Something a whole lot bigger than a hill. Which
you mean as a mountain?
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp.
Probably the cliff.
Okay, you're talking about several of those. You're talking about several...
Well, of course, there are a lot of other terms, but again, these are not anything that we use locally so much. You just know them because you read them. But you might have an escarpment or something like that.
Or just the plural of that.
Cliffs.
Okay. And up in the mountains, some where the road goes across in a low place, not the valley. We still up.
Call a pass.
Okay. And gunfighters on television, for every man that they'd kill, they'd cut a little
notch.
And if you had some water flowing along, you'd call that a little...
Well, here you might call it a creek. You might call it a bayou.
What's the difference?
Bayou is a term that comes from Louisiana, but for instance, we have a fairly nice-sized river down here, which we call Taylor's Bayou. And this little trickle of water that goes back behind my house is called Hillebrand's Bayou. Anywhere else in the country, it'd be called a creek.
What about, say if you had some water that's flowing along and it dropped off?
Waterfall. Waterfall.
And a place where boats stop and freight's unloaded.
Oh, you mean like a port or a wharf or something like this?
What's the difference?
Well, a port is a city perhaps or a town or a stop along the way. Riverboat landing or something, depending on the size of it. And of course, a wharf would be the actual wooden structure, or perhaps nowadays a cement structure.
What are some names?
Wharf or a dock, you see, would be about the same thing. Wharf probably having a building attached to it, maybe.
What
not necessarily.
What are the names of some of the creeks and rivers and things, or bayous around here?